స్నేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 20th chapter, text number 353 through 354, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of December, 1966, in New York, New York.
সদ্ভক্ত মুনির বাক্য শাস্ত্র প্রমাণ আমা সভা জীবের হায় শাস্ত্র দ্বারা জ্ঞান. উই শুড অলওয়েজ থিঙ্ক দ্যাট উই আর ইন দি মোডস অফ ইগনোরেন্স. We are just trying to make progress from ignorance to the goodness and then transcend. This is the process of spiritual realization. Nobody should think that we are perfect. We cannot be. Only God is perfect and we are all imperfect. Even our so-called liberated stage, we are still imperfect. Therefore, one has to take center of authority, because constitutionally we are imperfect. Lord Chaitanya says, Ama sabha jiver hoy sastodara gyan. So therefore, for real knowledge, we have to consult the scriptures, sastra. Sadhu sastra guru. Sadhu means pious, religious, honest person, sadhu, whose character is spotless, he is called sadhu. Sastra means scripture, and guru, guru means spiritual master. They are on the equal level. Why? Because the medium is scripture. Guru is considered to be liberated because he follows the scripture. Sadhu is considered to be honest and saintly because he follows scripture. Sadhu Shastra Guruva. Nobody can become a sadhu if he does not accept the principles of scripture. Nobody can be accepted as guru, a spiritual master, if he does not follow the principles of scripture. This is the test. తద్విజ్ఞానాథం సా గురుమైవాభిగచ్చే సమిత్రాణి శూత్రియం బ్రహ్మనిష్టం. శూత్రియం, శూత్రియం మీన్స్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ ఎస్ ది వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్, ది శాస్త్ర స్క్రిప్చర్ ఎస్ ది గైడెన్స్. హీ క్యాన్ బి గురు, నాట్ ఎక్స్ట్రావరెంట్ అప్స్టార్ట్. హీ మేక్స్ సమ్ గ్రూప్ అండ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ అండ్ హీ బికమ్స్ ఎ గురు. నో, he is not guru. So Lord Chaitanya advises, Sanatana Goswami to inquiry is, how to know here is a avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the medium is Shastra and direction is the guru. Shastra also we cannot understand, any book, what to speak of the scripture. Sometimes we find contradiction in the scripture. That is not contradiction. That is my poor fund of knowledge. I cannot understand. Therefore, assistance of guru, the spiritual master, is required. So far, incarnation is concerned. Here, Lord Chaitanya says that we have to see through the shastra whether a person is incarnation or not. We should not blindly accept anybody as incarnation, because there are nowadays numberless incarnations. Avatar nahi kahe ami avatar. Munishab jani kare lakhan vichar. This is another significance of incarnation. Incarnation never says that I am incarnation of God. I have read one book about big avatar in India. He was canvassing his students, "Do you now accept me as incarnation? Do you now accept me as incarnation?" And perhaps you know. And the disciple was denying, "No." Then at a time the disciple, "Yes, I accept it." So, this is not avatar. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, avatar does not canvass. That guru does not canvass, sadhu does not canvass. He automatically, by his quality, he becomes accepted. Yes. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, avatar nahi kahe, ami avatar. Actually, who is avatar, incarnation, he will never say that I am avatar. Muni sab jani kare lakhan vichar. Muni, those who are thinkers, who are actually in the land, they see the symptoms and with symptoms they specify, yes, he is an avatar. The symptoms, how the symptoms are analyzed of an avatar. The symptom is, first symptom is that there is a reference in the Shastra scripture that in such and such time, such and such personality will come. He is the incarnation of God. He, in his father's name, his birthplace, everything is written in the scripture. So you have to identify, look, and then he will act like this. He will come as this, and he will act like this. So these things we analyze, whether he is actually avatar. Now, even there are characteristics, somebody does not accept also. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never said that I am avatar. But for him, from his symptoms, from his characteristics, later on, great sages, great philosophers, they decided that he is avatar. Just like here, Sanatana Goswami is testing, and he is trying to confirm it by Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya described here that in this Kali Yuga, the avatar, his symptoms are like this. Krishna vannam tisha krishnam sanga panga suparsam. He is in the category of Krishna by his complexion, he is non-black, a Krishna. Krishna vannam tisha krishnam. And he is always followed by confidential associates and people who are intelligent. They worship him by the process of Sankirtana. Sankirtana in Jagvai Kalau. Jajanti Sumedha Samed. For those persons who have got good brain substance, not foolish persons, Sumedha Samed. A man of great brain substance. They can understand, oh, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Mahabharata, in Upanishad, in Puranas, about Lord Chaitanya's appearance. There are many symptomatic explanations. But still, there are many fools, they do not accept. So, accept and no accept, his work, his activities, his characteristics will be known, because God will be known. Just like Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And during the time of Emperor Ashoka, he was patronized. Lord Buddha was patronized. Not Buddha, but Buddhism was patronized by Ashoka. So practically the whole of Far East, and including India, all of that is Buddhism for broadcast. And everyone become Buddhist. Whole of India practically become Buddhist during his time. But later on, after Shankaracharya's drive against Buddhism, Buddhism, Shankaracharya wanted to establish the difference of Buddhism and Hinduism is that Buddhism, Lord Buddha did not accept Vedic authority. He did not accept Vedic authority. But according to Hindu culture, if somebody does not accept Vedic authority, then he is not an authority. Vedanta philosophy, there are different parties in India. Generally two parties, the Mayavad philosopher and the Vaishnava philosopher, or the impersonalist and the personalist. But otherwise there is no difference. Ultimately, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say, the God, the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal. And the Vaishnava philosophers, they say that the ultimate Absolute Truth is personal. And he is the Supreme Personality of God, he is Krishna. Krishna Tu Bhavan. This is a little difference. And they stick to their position, they fight. The fight means by philosophical arguments. That is going on since a very long time. But both of them belong to the Sanatana Hindu Dharma. Because both of them will talk on the Vedanta philosophy. They can give different interpretations, but they cannot say that we don't accept Vedanta. Oh, that is, then it is at once rejection. So one must give an interpretation on the Vedanta philosophy, then he will be accepted as Acharya. Three things. Vedanta philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. One must be able to explain these three books. Then he will be accepted as Acharya. These are the principles. So, the impersonalists, they also accept avatar. They accept Krishna. Shankaracharya accepts Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan, sir. That's so Bhagavan, sir, Krishna. Specifically, people may misunderstand that Krishna may be some other Krishna, because as the present followers of Shankaracharya, they are interpreting in that way. But Shankaracharya, just to specify, Krishna, Devaki Vasudeva Jata. Krishna, who appeared himself as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, that Krishna. That's why Shankaracharya has a nice prayer of Krishna. The present followers of Shankaracharya, they say, they cannot say that this is not composed by Shankaracharya, but it's very famous. Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramate, Prapte Sanni, Hita Khalumarani, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Lutin Karane. So, that's very famous prayer made by Shankaracharya has made many prayers about Krishna, especially about Vrindavan Lila. He has worshipped Krishna in many ways. And last, this is his last composition of poetry. Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramate, you fools. Muramate, Muramate, you fools. See, as addressing the whole world, you fools. Bhajagovindam, just become devotee of Krishna. Just become Krishna consciousness. Prapte sannihita khalu marane nahi nahi rakshati dukin karane. You are philosophizing, you are talking on grammar, and this way and that way, because these people, they want to establish impersonalism from Bhagavad Gita by strength of grammar. Such a nonsense there. They want to understand God by through grammar. Okay? God is so cheap that he can be understood through grammar. Therefore, especially specified, prapte sannihita khalu marane, whereas a death will catch you, your grama dukin pratar, this is not saving. You fool, you please become Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious. That was the instruction of Shankaracharya. And he has especially mentioned Bhagavad Gita and Ganges water. He has specially mentioned a little quantity of Ganges water and a little study of Bhagavad Gita will save you from many dangerous positions. So, because the symptom is Bhagavan, so it is Shankaracharya accepted. But there are many people do not accept. Sri Jamunacharya, a great devotee, he is supposed to be the spiritual master of Ramanujata. He is a great king, and later on he became a great devotee. He has written his Alabandaru. Amongst the Ramanuja Sampradaya, there are 12 great acharyas. He is one of them. So he has written a very nice verse. Tvam sila rupa charitai parama prakrishtai sattena sattika taya prabalishti sattrai prakhyat daiva paramartha vidana matayishtha naivasura prakitayo prabhavantu bodhyum. Now, he says, my dear God, those who are Asura prakita means atheistic, demons. Atheists are called demons. In the Vedic literature, those who are atheists, they are called demons, rakhas. Just like Ravan. He was a great scholar in Vedic philosophy. He was son of a Brahmin, and he was very learned, and he materially advanced his kingdom so nice that he is capital was called golden. He was so rich. Everything was in every way, in education, in opulence, in power, everything was so great. The only fault was that he was atheist. Therefore he is called Rakhas, Asura. All the Asuras that are mentioned in the Shastra, their only fault is that they are atheist. Otherwise, from education point of view, from opulence, very much advanced. So, asura prakita, in the Bhagavad Gita also, asura bhavama asrita, prapadyante mudha duskritena naradhama, maya aparitajnana, asuri bhavama asrita. As soon as one becomes atheist, it is very difficult to convince him. Therefore, our preaching should avoid the atheist class. Of course, if we stop that, then we cannot find who is atheist. And the time is so nice that 99.9% are all atheists. So we have to take the risk of talking with atheists also. But generally, it is advised that teachers should not touch this atheist class. Because they will not, they simply argue. Their only point is simply argue and waste your time. That's all. They will never accept. However, you may try to convince him with reason or argument, they will never. And here is a slope by Jamunacharya. It is, say, about 1,000 years before, which was the same condition for the atheist. He says, Tam sila rupa charitai parama prakrishtai satyena sattikataya prabalishti sattrai prakhyata daiva paramartha vidana matayishtha naivasura prakitayo prabhavanti vaddham. Now there are different kinds of authorities. First authority is shastra, authorized shastra, scripture. There the description of avatar, his characteristics and his work, they are mentioned there. And prabalista shastri. Prabala means very powerful. Just like Vedanta philosophy. It is very powerful. Bhagavad Gita, it is very powerful. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very powerful. So, even we give evidences from these powerful shastras. Not only that, prakhyata deva paramartha vidhangamata ischa. With the opinion of great scholars like prakhyatam, very famous. Who is that? Just like Vyasa. Who can be more famous than Vyasa? He is the compiler of all Vedic literature in the world, Vyasa. And Narad, his greatest rishi, sage, Asita, Devala, there are many, Vasishta, there are many scholars, and especially these 12 persons, just like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, Kapila, Maharaj Prahlad, Bhishma, there are authorities. So, even their evidences in the authorized scriptures, even they are accepted by great stalwarts and the sages and munis, still the asura prakriti, those who are atheistic persons, they will never accept. They simply go on arguing. The process is, that Vedic process is, if something is mentioned in the Vedas, and it is accepted by the previous acharya, then it is accepted. I have nothing to bother. That's all. This is the simple process. Suppose I am a fool number one. That doesn't matter. I may be fool, but if I follow the previous authorized acharya, then I am all right. Just like a child. He may be a child, innocent child. But if he catches the hand of his father, then he is all right. He can walk. He can cross the street. This is the Vedic process. The Vedic process, the research, there is no research in Vedic process. What research nonsense you do? What sense you have got? You will say research about God, the thought philosophy. There is no research. Research there is not accepted in Vedic philosophy. You have to accept the authority. That's so. Yes, Dhamunacharya said, my dear Lord, Tvam silarupa charitai parama pratishtam. Just like Krishna, his character, his activity, his character was certified by Bhishma. Bhishma was at that time Arjuna's grandfather. So practically he was in age Krishna's grandfather. Krishna's grandfather, Bhishma. He was fighting in the battlefield, a great warrior, Kshatriya. He is called Pitamaha, grandfather Bhishma. He is known as grandfather Bhishma. Now, his character is spotless, his character. Although he was living as a householder, he was more than any sage and any saint, Bhishma. The history of Bhishma is that he was son of Ganges. So, Ganges was his mother, and his father, Maharaj Santanu, after the death of his mother, he wanted to marry again. At that time, Bhishma was elderly. He was about 20 years old. So, the father, instead of getting the son married, he was himself very much anxious to get him married. So, he selected a very beautiful girl. That girl belonged to a low caste family. The Kshatriyas could marry from anywhere. That is the Indian side. They are not within the boundary of caste system. So, the girl was a fisherman's daughter. So, Maharaj Santanu wanted to marry that girl, and the father was very cunning. He said, no, I cannot offer my daughter to you. You are old man, you have got your son, so I cannot offer. He was bargaining. Why? I shall give your daughter the palace, he said, that's all anyway. No, I can offer you my daughter, provided if my daughter's son becomes the king after your death. Then I can offer. So, that I cannot agree, because my eldest son is living, that I cannot agree. Then I can. So, Bhishma understood that my father wants to marry that girl, but the only impediment is that the father of the girl is making a condition that her son should be king, and my father is declining, because I am present, I should be king. Oh, he at once approached the father of the girl. What is your condition, sir? Now, this is my condition. I shall not accept kingdom of my father. Your daughter's son will be king. I agree to this. Well, no, you may agree, but your son will again claim, because you are the proprietor, you are the prince. Oh, you think so? Then I shall not marry. I shall not marry. Is that all right? Oh, so then you are so. He promised that I shall never marry in my life. That's all right. Deliver your daughter to my father. He was so pious and so strict. This Bhishma was brahmachari from the very beginning. And Maharaj Yudhisthira performed Rajasriya Yajna. Rajasriya Yajna means one who performs that sacrifice in that assembly. All the princes of the world are invited, and they select him as the emperor of the world. That is called Rajasriya Yajna. So in that yajna, there are all princes present, and Krishna was proposed to become the president of that assembly, although he was younger. So Krishna had especially two, Shishupal and Dantavakra. They are very much against Krishna. So they objected, Krishna cannot be, there are many others. He wanted that he become president. The protest meeting. But at that time, Bhishma recommended that nobody is present here, spotless character as Krishna. He recommended like that. Krishna, when he was 16 years old, he was surrounded by girls, but he had never sex desire. I am brahmachari from my birth. I think I could not be such restrained personality as Krishna. He recommended like that. That is mentioned in Mahabharata. So this is correct. So tan sila rupa charitai, a rupa. This mentioned, a Krishna mentioned, he is just like Lord Chaitanya's rupa is mentioned. Tisa Krishna, by complexion, he is not black. Similarly, everything is mentioned. So Jamuna tells you that your character, your beauty and your wonderful work, you are accepted by great authorities, you are mentioned in Shastras. In spite of all these, those who are atheists, they will never accept. So, the characteristics of avatar are there in the shastra, so we should follow that, and in that way we shall select. That question is being asked by Sanatana Goswami. We discussed this point yesterday and today also, because it is an important point, and further we shall discuss tomorrow. Thank you very much.